Hello, Morongo Basin and listeners around the world online at Z1077FM.com. Here is the Z1077 local news for Monday, March 4th, 2024. A convicted sexually violent offender was arrested in Yucca Valley for investigation into possession of child pornography. On Wednesday, officers with the San Bernardino County Parole Department contacted Thomas Cole, 50, in the 7300 block of Warren Vista Avenue in Yucca Valley for a parole check. As part of the parole check, Thomas Cole was arrested for two counts of possession of obscene materials featuring minors in sexual situations and violating post-release supervision. Cole is being held at West Valley Detention Center without bail and is being charged with two felony counts related to child pornography, along with four enhancements for being a convicted violent offender. Cole was arrested in Joshua Tree in 2013 on suspicion of raping four women. A small fire in downtown Joshua Tree is currently being extinguished by fire crews. The fire, near the intersection of Commercial Street and Sunset Road, a block north of 29 Palms Highway, appeared to be under control by 7 a.m. Several county fire crews were present at the scene. Z1077 has reached out to fire officials and local law enforcement for additional details and will update this story as we learn more. Morongo Basin voters who did not vote early or by mail-in will go to the polls for primary elections tomorrow. For party-nominated offices, president, and county central committee, voters with a party preference vote for candidates in the November general election. The American Independent, Democratic, and Libertarian parties allow voters with no party preference to vote in their presidential primaries, just request a party ballot. Gary Dignot takes a look at the rest of the ballot.
For voter-nominated offices, the top two vote-getters advance to the November election. For U.S. Senate, there are 7 short-term candidates and 27 long-term candidates. Short-term fills the term vacated by the death of Dianne Feinstein. Long-term is for the next 6 years. For U.S. Congress, choose Democrat Derek Marshall or Republican Jay Obernolte. For state senator, it is Democrat Lisa Middleton against Republican Rosalie Ochoa-Bogue. For State Assembly District 47, the west end of the Morongo Basin, it's Democrats Christy Holstedge and Jamie Swain against Republican Greg Wallace. The east end of the Morongo Basin, District 34, is Republican Tom Lackey and Democrat Ricardo Ortega. For nonpartisan offices, the top two proceed to the November election. If a candidate gets more than 50%, that candidate is elected. For county supervisor, our District 3 has 4 candidates: Robert Block, Chris Carrillo, Don Rao, and Graham M. Smith. For judge of the Superior Court office, Dieter Dammeyer and Michelle Lauren are on our ballot. Voters will also choose yes or no for State Proposition 1, a $6.38 billion bond for mental health, substance abuse, and homeless housing, and County Measure W to repeal the FP5 fire tax. A yes repeals the tax, no keeps the tax. For Z1077, I'm Gary Dignot.
A vigil was held last night for Joshua Barreras, the 16-year-old Yucca Valley teen killed in a suspected hit-and-run on January 26th. Robert Hayden was there and brings us this report.
Two crosses for Joshua have been erected right off Highway 62 near Avalon Avenue in Yucca Valley. Friends, family, and community members gathered around the memorial last night, holding candles and sharing stories and photos of Joshua Barreras. He was only 16 years old when he was struck and killed by a motorist on the night of January 26th. This weekend's wild winds calmed a bit around 6 p.m. last night as mourners gathered around the memorials. Joshua's family thanked the growing crowd for the support and for sharing stories about Joshua. Just a kid growing up here in the desert, surrounded by friends who remember fun nights together, and raised by a family now dealing with the unimaginable grief of losing someone just coming into their own. A 16-year-old with a full life ahead of him, taken too soon. The two crosses are right next to each other off Highway 62 in Yucca Valley. If you'd like to pay your respects or just help maintain the memorial, you can turn onto Avalon from the highway and park on Paxton to safely get to the site. A memorial service for friends and family will be held next weekend, and family members I spoke to last night said they appreciate the community's show of support for Joshua. If you'd like to see some photos of Joshua and the memorial, you can find those at this story on our website, Z1077FM.com. Reporting for Z1077 News, I'm Robert Hayden.
Roads will be closed in 29 Palms this week as the city's Public Works Department will be paving roads throughout town. Tomorrow and Wednesday, expect a closure on Indian Trail from Mesquite Springs Road to Adobe Road. The closures will occur from 6:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. For further information, please call the City of 29 Palms Public Works Department at 760-367-ROAD. At a time when the city is experiencing a creative renaissance, there is room for one more voice on the 29 Palms Public Arts Advisory Committee, with applications now being accepted. Reporter Heather Clisby has more.
Applications are now being accepted to fill a single vacancy on the 29 Palms Public Arts Advisory Committee. Back in 2004, the city established Art in Public Places as part of its public arts program, which is administered by the PAC. The city is looking for creative residents who can advise the city council toward artistic objectives. Applicants must reside within city limits and be registered to vote. Applicants must submit an application and resume to Community Development Director Keith Gardner. Resumes and applications must be received by 6 p.m. on March 13th. The City Council will review all applicants and make the final decision. For more info, call 760-367-6799. Look for links and emails in this story at z1077fm.com. Reporting for Z1077, I'm Heather Clisby.
Lou Harrison House is bringing some South American soul to the Morongo Basin this weekend. Arts and entertainment reporter Charlie Thomas opens the door on this must-see event.
On Friday, March 8th at 7 p.m., Choro das Tres, a trio of Brazilian sisters, will perform a concert with Corinna on flute, Leah on seven-string guitar, and Elisa playing mandolin, clarinet, banjo, accordion, and piano. Dedicated to 19th-century Brazilian instrument music based on a genre called choro, they began performing as a family tradition with their late father Eduardo, who lost his life to COVID early in the pandemic. This trio will also be performing for area elementary schools while in residence, as well as Sarana Kuil elder Kim Marcus, who continues to bring his First Peoples culture and customs to students throughout the spring. Other concerts include Bill Frizzell on April 12th, the VEM Ensemble on April 20th, and Wu Fei and Gian Riley April 25th. Tickets to the March 8th concert start at $25 and are available at louharrisonhouse.org. Reporting for Z1077, this is Arts and Entertainment reporter Charlie Thomas.
And finally, the 29 Palms Wildcats track and field team traveled to Indio High School on Thursday for their first meet of the season. The girls' team won by a score of 64-22. The boys' team suffered a loss with a final score of 49-57. The girls' top scorer was Jade James with 16.5 points. She earned four first places in the long jump, high jump, triple jump, and 4x4 relay. The boys' top scorer was Aiden Ogilvie, who scored 13.5 points with second place in the 300-meter hurdles and first in the long jump, 100-meter, and 4x1 relay. This week, the Wildcats will host Banning High School. That's our local news. Hear local news 7 times a day, 7 days a week at 7, 8, 9, noon, 4, 5, and 6. If you hear news happening, let us know about it. Email us at tips@z1077fm.com. Reporting for the Morongo Basin News Leader, the award-winning Z1077 Local News, I'm Jeff Harmetz.